This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Tēnā koutou, kia koutou katoa, ko tai mai nei, runga te kaupapu I whakawhaiti nei tātou I tēnei wā. Welcome everyone to Out in the Park. Nō reira, tēnei te mihi atu kia koutou, ki ngā rangatira ko tai mai nei, ki te tautoko I tēnei kaupapa, ki ngā taihuhi ko tai mai nei, ki te tautoko I tēnei kaupapa, kia koutou katoa, ko tai mai nei, tēnā koutou, nau mai, haere mai, whakatau mai. Hei tīmata a tēnei hui. Just before we begin this hui, a welcome to everyone who's come along, all our rangatira, the mayor, MPs, our fabulous elders, our youth, all of our community have come along today, nau mai, hara mai, welcome. So just to begin our hui today, a karakia, and then following that will be some speeches and we'll tautoko those speeches. Nō reira e tau nei, ki rungi a tātou katoa, te wairua nā mātua tūpuna, nā rātou, I whakatako tō te ara hei hīkoi nā mātātou nā uri. I whakatōki a tātou nākau ki ngā tikanga hei arataki a tātou, ki a nākau nui ki te hāpai a tātou mahi katoa, I roto I te pono, I te tika I te maramatanga me te aroha no tētahi ki tētahi ko I ara e rongo, whakairi ake ki runga ki a tīna.
Tīna.
Haumie huie.
Tāiki.
Nō reira I wareware a hau, ki te tuku mihi hoki ki a rātou mā kua whetūrangi hia, e kore rātou e wareware tia nō reira I ngā mate haere, haere, haere. E tuku mihi hoki ki te iwi kāinga nā rātou nei mātou I haumaru. Tēnei te mihi atu ki te Atiawa, ki te whanganui a tara, ki Ngāti Toarangatira, ki Ngāti Raukawa. Nō reira tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.
E nā iwi haere mai, haere mai,
haere mai,
haere mai,
haere mai,
haere mai,
e nā iwi e haere mai,
ki runga,
ki runga o.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to Out in the Park 2018. My name is Stephen. I am co-chair and part of the organising committee for Out Wellington, the group that brings you Out in the Park and the Wellington Pride Festival to Whakahihi I te Whanganui a Tara. We are so honoured and privileged to have played a role in creating a diverse, inclusive and celebratory annual Wellington Pride Festival, Te Whakahihi I te Whanganui a Tara. This year has seen an incredible assortment of events which represent, promote and celebrate a variety of values we strongly believe are essential for the LGBTQIAF plus community. Diversity, inclusiveness and respect have been strong themes throughout our planning. And the listed events that we have in our program for the 2018 festival, we can't wait to share them. From all of us on the committee, Greg Wilson, my fellow chair, Steve Nsu, our secretary, Leon McGowan Wilson, our treasurer, funding, Arthur, Roxy from entertainment, Elizabeth, the fabulous person who's actually put this all together for today, Richard from our comms, and Josh, our youth and community liaison. These people have been working tirelessly for you over the last 9 months to make this and the festival a reality. We hope you enjoy it for us. Today we have massive, massive lineup of entertainment for you across the whole day. As you can see, there is over 70 stalls around for you to have a peruse. We've got some tasty food around. But I do want to take a brief moment to acknowledge all the people that are not with us here today. This last year has taken quite a toll on our community, and we've lost some very strong people and strong leaders from our community. One of these is Virginia Burns, a.k.a. Virginia Parker Bowles. She's actually part of the reasons why myself and a lot of the committee stood for the committee this year, because of her beliefs and her determination to create fabulous events. And I've been given permission from her partner Jack to read a piece from V's final statement to the community before she passed away. This was for a memorial held for her at Eva Beaver, and later that evening, after this memorial, which V managed to watch live, she passed away surrounded by friends and family. So I just want to take a minute to read this little passage. And then I'd like to take a minute silence for us to remember any of our loved ones that are not here with us today. V was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2013. It stopped me from continuing my community work, and I'm really annoyed about that. But I'm excited about what you lovely liars can get out and together and achieve. All around this park today, there is talent and skill and willingness to build on the past successes. So if your event mildly interested, jump in and get involved, as they say. Sorry. Make Wellington's queer events as big, shiny as they can be. There's room for everyone. You know you want to. Anything that pops in your head can be done. There is plenty of people to help you to achieve your vision. You just have to treat them well and you will find the right kaupapa to support the event and connect with your audience. For my love, Virginia. Please take a moment silence. Thank you. It is now my honour to welcome to the stage our fabulous Mayor of Wellington, Justin Lester, to open our festivities.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Tēnā koe, namahi nui, kia koutou katoa, nau mai haere mai, whakatau mai rā. I do want to acknowledge a few people here amongst the many young people and our entire community. Paul Eagle, Louisa Wall and Jan Logie, great to see you all here and thank you for your support up in the Big House and Parliament as well. 32 years we've been having Out in the Park in the city and it's getting bigger, bolder and brighter every year. And I know next year's going to be a busy year, the next 12 months in total. Next year we'll be hosting the ILGA conference for the first time in Wellington, for the first time here in the Southern Hemisphere, and we're looking to mark that in the city as well by creating a pride precinct in and around Cuba Street with rainbow crossings and flags and being bold and bright and making sure the entire city and all of New Zealand is aware of our support for the pride community. So I'm really looking forward to that. Why is this important for us and why do we want to celebrate the pride community? Well, we want to make sure we're inclusive, that we're diverse, and that we're making a safe environment for all of our young people, all of our rangatahi, and the entire Pride community. So today, enjoy you being you, and kia ora mai tātou.
All right, now I'd like to welcome to the stage Jan Logie to say a few words.
Kia ora koutou katoa, ngā mihi nui kia koutou. It is lovely to see all of your faces and to have seen all our young people coming in to this space today. It kind of gives me hope for where we're going. I do too want to acknowledge those who have passed in the last year, V and Shelley Howard and Dana DeMelo. These were really important people to a lot of us who opened up the space for us to be able to stand here and feel strong and proud. And, you know, while we celebrate with pride, all too often there's still underlying grief for our friends and people we love who have, you know, passed or been a victim to the discrimination that we're fighting against. So I want to acknowledge everyone here who is continuing to stand proud and strong to make sure that those spaces are free and open for all of us to be as wonderful and fabulous as we are. And yeah, yes. And all of our diversity and the absolute brightness and wonderfulness that we give to communities when we're able to be ourselves in all of our diversity. And I want to let you know that in Parliament, we are doing our bit to keep that fight going, to get rid of the discrimination and to make sure that everyone has access to good health care, safe environments and the freedom to be. And we know we still have work to do and we are committed to doing that for all of us. Kia ora koutou.
Thank you, Jan. It's also my honour to welcome Louisa Wall and Paul Eagle to the stage to say a few words.
E ngā mana, e ngā reo, re rangatira mā, ngā mana whenua, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. Like to acknowledge Kevin and our te whanawhana whānau, and also our amazing Inside Out rangatahi for marching to this amazing Out in the Park event. So I want to mihi to Justin and our council leadership for providing this opportunity. So I've flown down from Tamaki Makaurau because your MP, Grant Robertson, is over at the Winter Olympics. So I'm the sub, But we also have here the amazing Paul Eagle, who's the MP for Rongotai. And I know that Paul tautokos our community 100%. Just adding on what Jan said, and I'd like to acknowledge the leadership of Jan, because we do have a cross-party rōpū that is fighting hard for our rights, but we can't do the work that we do without you, because it's all about all of us being really clear about what our needs and aspirations are, and us using the platform that we have as members of Parliament to advocate and to be activists sometimes about what our needs and aspirations are. I see the amazing Georgina Beyer down here, one of our icons. And I just want us all to remember that 32 years ago when this event started, we were fighting homosexual law reform, and it was about us being equal citizens in our own country. And we've come a long way since then, but we've got a long way to go. So we're all here today to celebrate all of us, the LGBTIQ2++, whatever it might be. This is about being inclusive. There's no, I guess, opinions or decisions made about how people express themselves, because we need a community that embraces one another, and we collectively experience discrimination and stigmatisation, and today is a day where we're all free to be who we are. Paul, would you like to have a little kōrero?
I think, look, I endorse everything that Lewisa has said, and we were talking just before we came up on stage and said, today is about love too, so we thought, let's sing Te Aroha together. So we're going to get you up on your feet, and I'm going to get our wonderful rōpū here, Te Whanawhana, to kick us off on the Torufa. And for those who don't know it, just listen in and pick up a few key words, and let's all do this together. Kia ora.
Aroha.
Hi, Koto. Kia ora.
Tupanui peki mai take mai.
Oh,
Please join me in thanking again. Thank you to Whana Whana for opening our festival for us. Just one note from our fair director, Elizabeth Marshall. She's the one, again, that I said to put this together. She just wants to make sure that you guys have a fantastic day today, to keep coming to these events, to keep enjoying yourselves and to keep having fun, just as V wanted. Just so you want to know, there's programs for the festival over at a HQ over there. There's a big one on the board. But right now, it is my honour to officially open Out in the Park and the Wellington Pride Festival, Tu Whakahihi, Te Whanganui, A Tara. Please welcome your MCs today, our youth MC, Lucy, and the fabulous Mixed Capital Drag, Harley Lux.
Hello, and welcome to Out in the Park 2018. Woo! I'm your youth MC for the day, Lucy Forrestal.
And I am Miss Capital Drag 2017, Harley Lux. So, Lucy, are you excited for today?
I'm very excited.
Are you guys excited for today? I want to hear you say that a little louder. Are you excited for today? That's more like it. So, Lucy, what does Pride mean to you?
Well, this is my third year coming to Out in the Park. The first year I came was 2016, and it was probably a few months after I came out to my mum. I came out to her while we were watching MasterChef, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do it in the first ad break. And I didn't do it until the ending credits because I was so nervous. But it went really well. And a few months later, we came to Out in the Park 2016, which was the year the parade went around the waterfront. And yeah, last year was amazing. And little did I know that I would be standing here emceeing the entire day this year. Woo! So, Harley, what does Pride mean to you?
Pride means... this is probably the fifth or sixth Out in the Park I have been to. And Pride means to me is it's just so amazing to see everybody just coming together and celebrating family. This is the second time I've ever stood on this stage, and last year I was just performing, and now I'm co-MC with the gorgeous Lucy, and it is the most amazing experience, and it's so amazing to see all your gorgeous faces, so let's have a great day!
Woo! So, we would just like to thank, really quickly, Park Road Post Production, who have set up this entire stage and lighting. Woo-hoo! They are an internationally renowned purpose-built facility providing award-winning sound and picture finishing in Miramar.
Woo-hoo! All right, and we also would like to thank Wellington Hospitality Group, Wellington's leading and fastest growing hospitality group with 18 different venues in our local region. They are passionate about thriving Wellington and supporting our local communities.
Amazing. Now, whose first time is it here today?
Oh, we've got heaps in the front.
That's exciting. Are you having a good time? And whose second time is it? Amazing. All right. Can we do some practicing of applause now? Are you ready? Can you give me a 5 out of 10 round of applause? What about a 7 out of 10 round of applause? And what about a 10 out of 10 round of applause? All right. I would love to bring on your first act for this amazing day. They are the Invisible Bisexuals. You probably haven't seen them, but with uke and violin in hand, these lounge lizards play good old-fashioned parlor tunes, just like your nana likes, dripping with filthy innuendo, also just how your nana likes. Please give a 10 out of 10 round of applause for the Invisible Bisexuals!